What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Thurman, how is Bills Mafia feeling as the divisional round gets closer?
Well, I think the Bills Mafia have gotten really, really excited because, you know, it's a Sunday's game. It's at 6:30, so everybody will be able to witness what Bills Mafia is all about. And I'm sure they'll have some pregame shows about, you know, guys jumping off tables, you know, putting ketchup all up in their face and everything. The people are really excited, and I think they're more excited about the last time we played Baltimore. Up in Baltimore, we lost like 35-10. And so we have them at home where we're 9-0 this year. And it's going to be an exciting football game. It's one of those games where I think maybe the next day or two, it might turn into a classic.
James Cook has played such a huge role in the Bills' success this year, taking some of that pressure off Josh Allen, though, of course, his broad shoulders can carry it. What stands out about the season that Cook has had to this point?
Well, I think it's been the last couple of years. You know, he's getting stronger. You know, when he first got over and got the starting job last year, you know, he was in a, I wouldn't say a difficult role, but, you know, he wanted to take some pressure off of Josh Allen last year. And I think this year he did it. Even though the rushing numbers are not there, I mean, the guy has 16 touchdowns this year, which was unbelievable. And so I think he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. And he knows, you know, coming into his rookie year, he wasn't a man. And now he's the man like he was at the University of Georgia. And they rely on him and his speed and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And so when he goes, that means the offensive line is going. And I think they've done a great job this year of really run blocking and pass blocking for Josh Allen. So with James Cook, he's had an unbelievable year this year. But I think what has really helped him is that he's had some guys where he hasn't had to do everything by himself. Ray Davis has come in, and Ty Johnson has been a great third down back for him. So it's given him an opportunity to rest and get his breath on the sideline, and now obviously to go back out there and make plays.
Speaking of Ty Johnson, Thurman, what was your reaction to that touchdown in the back of the end zone last week against Denver?
I tell you what, my son was like, that's not a touchdown. I said, that is exactly a touchdown, because there's no way that Ty Johnson would raise his hand and signal to, like, the referee, said, I got it. I mean, it was, and after my son, you know, saw the replay, he was like, yeah, you're right. He was like, well, you know, son, I used to play that position. I've caught a lot of touchdown passes from Jim Kelly, so I know what I'm talking about. So, you know, he's been a great addition to this football team. I actually just had a conversation with him yesterday and talk about some other things off the field, but he's been a great addition to this football team. And like I said, these three guys, the three running backs, and along with Reggie Gilliam as fullback, have done an outstanding job this year.
210 yards rushing against a Denver defense that was pretty stout this season. What does that say to you?
Well, it says that hopefully we get that number this week against the Baltimore Ravens. Because
right.
I know that if we can reach that number, that means that we have a really good chance to win the football game. But on the flip side of it, too, if Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry reach that number, they have an opportunity to win the football game. So with the Bills and their running game, and they have to have a controlled game like that again, because you don't want to give Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson too many chances. So if they can, you know, run the ball effectively and take some time off the clock, you know, that would definitely help them to victory.
Yeah, the only team that ran for more yards, of course, the Ravens last week with 299 on the ground, which is pretty incredible. This could turn into one of those games where each team has like three possessions in each half.
It could be. It really could be. I mean, it is going to be a physical football game. I think the temperature is supposed to be 8 degrees. And yeah, so you know what? I am so glad that I have been retired for about 25 years now, because I would not want to be out there playing right now. But if you look at both of these football teams, you know, the last time that the Baltimore Ravens were here was back, I think, in 2021 or 2020, when, you know, we were going through the COVID situation. We actually won a playoff game against them up here. So we're looking forward to it, to having a packed house here at the Highmark Stadium. And I think this team and Sean McDermott and the guys are ready to go.
Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas with us from Buffalo. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You mentioned the cold. What is it like to play in that extreme chill? And it's going to be dark, probably wind chills. Yeah. What's that like, Thurman?
Well, you know what? It's fine because you know that you'll get a check Monday morning. So nice. I mean, everything will be fine, but it's football, right? And, you know, you play in hot conditions and not too many teams get ready. And that's why it's so vital for the Buffalo Bills, whether they get the number two seed or the number one seed, at least they can have an opportunity to play at least two games at home if they get the number two seed. And I think that's very vital for this football team because, you know what, they live up here. Sean McDermott has them practicing up here in this type of condition. And we didn't have three of our best players against them in week number four, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, and Matt Milano, and all those three guys are back now. So, and hopefully they'll make a difference. And I told Sean McDermott, I texted him Monday morning, I said, everybody in the organization, including Bills Mafia, need to get an extra lift in the weight room this week.
Offensive linemen wearing short sleeves, did you think they were crazy?
Yes, I did. But, you know, I think after my first or second year, I got kind of used to it. I was like, you know what? If those guys can do it, I can do it. So I started doing it. And, you know, being a guy from down south in Houston, Texas, you know, it gets sturdy and I'm freezing. But up here, you know what? Marv Levy had us practicing in it. We were ready for it. And, you know, Bruce Smith, all the defensive players, most of the defensive players were going out there, no sleeves on. And so I was like, you know what? I'm a part of this organization. Why not join it? And I got used to it. And it's a mental aspect of it, too. When we would get like the Miami Dolphins up here in late December or January, and you see all those guys with two and three layers on, we knew that we had them right away.
Mm. Okay, Thurman, the loaded question. Who is your NFL MVP?
My NFL MVP, well, I mean, I'm going with Josh. I mean, I know Lamar has had a great year, and he probably will win the MVP this year, but I'm going to go with Josh. But if it wasn't Josh, you know, I would go with Saquon Barkley. I'm a running back, so a running back hasn't won this award in I don't know how long. So, you know, I was pulling for Saquon Barkley to get 2,000 yards, you know, and break Eric Dickerson's record. So I thought, if he did that, he would have an opportunity to win the MVP, but obviously yes, they didn't let him play. But you can't take it away from Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's had a hell of a year, but so has our quarterback, too, especially losing Stephon Diggs last year. They said, oh, we didn't have a number one receiver, and these guys have spread the ball around. They've scored 13 different players that have scored touchdowns this year, so I know Lamar might win it, but I think before Josh Allen's career is over with, he will win a couple.
I'm not sure if there is a more passionate fan base in the NFL than Bills Mafia, though I'm sure many other groups of fans would say, hey, we've got a claim on that. But I know from my time working in Western New York, Syracuse, Rochester, Bills Mafia is something special. What would it mean to get back to a Super Bowl again, finally, Thurman?
Oh, my God. I mean, it would mean so much to this city. And I think with this football team, it's not so much that we get back to one. I think with the success that Sean McDermott has had since he's been here since 2017, you know, we need to get back and win one. I think that's the goal. I don't think Bills Mafia, this organization of the city of Buffalo, wants to be 0-5. I think it would be heartbreaking, but I think if they do reach that opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl, it would mean so much to these fans around here because we've been through the jokes and we've been through whatever people want to call us, you know, losing four Super Bowls in a row. And I had an interview with somebody not too long ago and they would say, what would it mean to you guys to win one? I said, if we win one, will we be satisfied with that one or will we want more? And everybody kind of stood still and like, I just want one. I was like, okay. That's not kind of the answer I was looking for. I was looking to have multiple, but you just want to win one. This town and this football team and Bills Mafia, we're ready to explode. There will not be a party like Bills Mafia if we end up winning a championship.
Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas with us from Buffalo, getting set for divisional weekend, another big opportunity for the Bills and for Bills Mafia. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know that there's a core group of you Hall of Famers from those teams, and the last time I spoke to you, which was a few years ago, you talked about how you're pretty tight. So how is the group feeling as it gets closer?
The group is ready to go. I mean, all the guys are really coming in. I think Darryl's coming in. Bruce is coming in. Will Wolford is coming in. So, yeah, the guys are ready. They know how important this game is to the city of Buffalo and Bills Mafia. We're one of the top teams in the National Football League, and Baltimore is right there with us. And basically what it is that we're all gunning for Kansas City. That's what we're gunning for. I give all the credit in the world to Houston maybe even having a chance against Kansas City, but the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills, these two teams owe Kansas City something, and I think that's in the back of our minds. Yeah, you don't want to look forward and try to look to that AFC Championship game, but this could be like the game of the year right here between these two teams. So I think both teams will be ready to go out there and put it on the line and see which one comes out to play Kansas City next week.
Thurman, beyond the football and the excitement, we get to talk about the Gridiron Greats and the ability to help some Hall of Famers and some players who came before. Why is it important to you to work with the Gridiron Greats?
Well, the guys that played way before me in the 60s, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to now, you know, they didn't have the million-dollar contracts that the guys have today. And, you know, some of those guys, after they finished their season in football, you know, that Monday morning, they were back at work. And so I understand how important. I've been associated with Gridiron Grace over the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years now. And this is my first opportunity to really, you know, be really a part of it. And, you know, it's all about, you know, helping guys, you know, medical bills, financial bills, and things like that. And I'm so glad to be working with the Gridiron Grace and Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. If you go to porkrinds.com to enter Fan Appreciation Day, which is February 9th, 2025, you can win two tickets to the Super Bowl next year in Santa Clara. You know, it's a great time for everybody to go to, like I said, porkrinds.com and the Gridiron Grace Assistance Fund to donate to these guys, because a lot of them are hurting. But you know what? I think Mike Dicker has done an outstanding job. Him and Ron Jaworski are really putting this out there. And, you know, Ron Jaworski, I mean, his party at the Super Bowl is one of the biggest parties there ever is now at the Super Bowl. And you know, all that money and everything that they do goes right to the Gridiron Greats. And I'm so happy to be a part of it right now.
You mentioned the sweepstakes. It's crunch time sweepstakes. So as someone who's a Hall of Famer and played in Super Bowls and some of the biggest games, what does that mean to you? It's crunch time.
It's crunch time for me when it comes to pork rinds. Now, I lost four Super Bowl, and I didn't really perform the way I wanted to perform, but I know at this point in time that crunch time means that it's time to give back to some of the greats that have played this game, some of the greats that are in the Hall of Fame, some of the greats that anybody would know. It's time to give back to them because they're struggling, they're hurting, but you know what? They're still human beings, and that's what America is all about helping each other. And everybody that's been a part of it are so happy that, you know, we can enjoy, you know, another year of this.
Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas, a lifetime Bill, repping Bills Mafia, but also the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, porkrinds.com for the It's Crunch Time sweepstakes. You can find him online at Thurman Thomas and also on IG at Thurman Thomas 3434. It's great to connect with you again. Really excited about this weekend's game.
Go Bills. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And all righty, take care.